أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ادع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. Invite towards the path of your Rabb with wisdom, beautiful preaching, and discuss with them in ways that are best. Indeed, your Rabb is fully aware of those who stray away from his path and those that are upon guidance. Invitation and da'wat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the primary mission of every Nabi and every Rasul. The Quran Sharif speaks about this in various verses. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent as a da'i, as one who will invite towards the path of Allah ta'ala. Sometimes the Quran uses the word da'iyan ilallah, sometimes da'wat ilal khair, and sometimes da'wat ila sabilillah, ya ila sabili rabbik. So in various words, Allah Ta'ala speaks about this invitation and da'wat towards his path, towards himself, or towards all good. Then the teaching and the instruction, the behavior and the conduct of the Nabi is an illustration of that da'wat. What he is inviting towards, his personal conduct, his behavior, his teaching, his instruction and his guidance, is a detailed explanation of this da'wat. Da'wat being such a great responsibility, such a great obligation, it has certain ways and certain mannerisms, certain requirements. The first requirement, bil hikmah, with wisdom, inviting towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't do it in the way that you may think. Rather, do it with wisdom. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is, in short, the right thing at the right time in the right manner. If it is said in the right manner, then it is most effective. The person doesn't feel hurt, and his heart openly and entirely accepts the invitation. So this is what is meant by hikmat. Then this word hikmat has been explained in different ways in the light of the teaching of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where softness and kindness is required, then a soft approach is used. Where firmness is required, then a firm approach is used. Where a person is supposed to be spoken individually, then you speak to him individually. And where he is supposed to be spoken collectively in a general gathering, then you speak to him collectively. Then the addressee must not feel at any time that you are getting back at him. There is some old score that has to be settled, and this is the occasion that you have found to settle that old score. He mustn't feel like that at any time. Rather, he should feel that whatever is being said for my own good, for my own welfare, and for my own betterment. So this is what is meant by hikmat and wisdom. So basically three things. One is that you say the right thing at the right time, in the right manner, in other words, the most effective manner. Then if it is that you need to speak to the person individually, then speak to him individually. And if he's supposed to be spoken to collectively, then speak to him collectively. Number three is the addressee should not ever feel that you are insulting him, you are getting back at him, you are trying to settle some type of old score. or you are embarrassing him. Rather, he must feel convinced that this person has a true liking for me, and because of the love and concern he has for me, therefore he is speaking to me. This, if these elements are found, then this da'wat is a da'wat. Otherwise, the words of Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, it's no longer a da'wat, now it becomes an adawat. It is not an invitation, rather it is a message of enmity, hatred, aggression and hostility. So no longer it becomes a da'wat, now you will be chasing people away, and this will come directly in conflict with the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, yassiru wa la tu'assiru, make things easy, make it easy for people, don't make things difficult for them. وَبَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا, and have an attractive approach. Don't chase people away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, have an approach, and that approach must be attractive, must be winning people away, winning people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not chasing people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second word that has been used, وَالْمَوْعِزَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ, in other words, beautiful preaching. Here again, we need to understand what is maw'izatul hasana. In other words, it must be a soft approach, a soft, polite, and a kind approach. And hasana refers to an approach where the addressee is convinced that you are speaking and you are inviting him and you are talking to him for his own good. You are not insulting him, you are not embarrassing him, you are not pushing him down, and you are not getting back at him. So the addressee must be absolutely convinced that this is for his own good, for his own welfare. So a soft approach and a good approach. Therefore you see, in the teaching of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this approach has been maintained. Sometimes it is a specific address where the person is understanding and he's already comfortable in Islam and he's already deeply committed. The address is made specific to that person, and where the person is not yet comfortable and he isn't yet deeply committed to deen, then it's a general address that is made to the person on that occasion. مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ يَفْعَلُونَ كَذَا, what's gone with people, why are they behaving in this manner? Surah Yasin, a similar verse has been mentioned. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, why should I not worship that Rabb, or why shouldn't I worship my Rabb who has created me and to him is my return? So it's a general address. It is not directed to the audience. No specific person is being spoken to. Rather, it is a general address. Again, when Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Ahl Kitab, تَعَالَوْ إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَائِمْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ, come towards a common platform agreeable to both of us. Come towards a common platform that is agreeable both to us and yourselves. In other words, in words that are acceptable, words that are agreeable, words that will make a person reflect and think that he's talking and he's calling towards me, towards a platform that is agreeable. It isn't a one-sided thing that he's speaking about. There is no biasness. Rather, it is something of common interest. So let me reflect, let me think about the message that he is inviting towards. Then you see the approach of the Anbiya alayhi musallam when they are calling people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look and reflect over the responses of people and then see and examine for yourselves what is the approach of the Nabi. Someone is calling him a madman. Inna lanaraka fi dalala, and inna lanaraka fi safaha, and we see you to be a madman. We think that you are astray, you have lost the path. And the Anbiya alayhi musallam never lose themselves, they never lose their composure. The composure is maintained, and the same calm is maintained, and they go on advising them. They slander Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam, tell him, أَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ مَا يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا وَأَن نَفْعَلَ فِي أَمْوَالِنَا مَا نَشَاءُ, is it your prayer that stops you? أَصَلَاتُكَ تَأْمُرُكَ أَن نَتْرُكَ, is it your prayer that commands you that you should stop us from the worship of our forefathers. So is it your prayer that is stopping us? Or are you stopping us that we cannot conduct in our business and in our affairs how we wish? إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. So one is the reprimand that they are reprimanding him with, and then after that they are making a mockery of him. إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. You are most tolerant and you are an intelligent person, and how can you speak like this? So it's a mockery, it's a jest, and they are putting him down. But the Nabi is never insulted. He speaks with a composure and contained. And he says to them that رَأَيْتُمْ إِن كُنْتُ عَلَىٰ بَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّي وَرَزَقَنِي مِنْهُ رِزْقًا حَسَنًا. Reflect over the fact that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed me with His abundant favors. And what I call you towards, you don't see there's any contradiction in my action and in the thing that I preach you towards. And my only intention is reformation and correction. And whatever I do, whatever good you see me doing, is not of my own. Rather, it is from the tawfiq and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Nabi is never, he never feels insulted, and he never loses his cool and calm. His composure is maintained right through, in spite of these people's evil type of responses. They're slandering, they're making a mockery, they're making a jest. So this is what is required of a da'i. And in the words of Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullahi, I repeat this, that if this da'wat is done in this manner, then it is a da'wat. Otherwise, it is an adawat. It is no longer an invitation. It's a message of hostility, aggression, hatred, and chasing people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us give us tawfiq.